It's no secret that Sitka's tourism sector is bracing for a rough year, in large part because of declining cruise ship numbers. Juneau economist Eric McDowell of the McDowell Group says there are a number of reasons. Sitka's location on the outside of the Inside Passage makes it convenient to ships crossing the Gulf of Alaska, but that portion of the cruise ship market is declining. And McDowell says Sitka's lack of a dock makes the city inaccessible to ships that don't want to lighter their passengers into shore. Passenger volume is expected to be down 36% in Sitka this year.
But the good news is there's nowhere to go but up after this year. And you will have Crystal and Oceania lines calling here next year. They are top of the line. And they're smaller ships and they're willing to lighter.
Crystal and Oceania have both announced new sailings to Sitka in 2011. Oceania, the most recent to announce a Sitka stop, has a capacity of 684 passengers aboard its vessel, the Oceania Regatta. Still, the decline is painful to tour operators like Ken Rear, who runs the Sea Life Discovery tour boat. He says 95% of his business comes from large cruise ship passengers.
We're just about at a point where it doesn't make sense to have a shore excursion operation like ours in this community anymore, because even like last year, it was a tough year, but we had 5 days a week of work for our crew and stuff like that. This year we'll have 3 days a week, and then every other week, 4 days a week.
Rear was on a panel of city and industry representatives who spoke after the economic outlook presentation.
The cruise line industry is the customer, and they bring the guests, but it seems like Sitka has been really focused on making the community quaint and the guest experience good when they get here, and Sitka does get really excellent ratings on the passengers' experience when they're here. But when it comes to the actual cruise lines, we've sort of shunned them a little bit.
Sitka resident Linda Wilson, who works for the Sitka Economic Development Association, said Sitka could capitalize on the experience cruise passengers have while they're in town, especially those from the higher-end cruise ships.
That these folks are the kind of people who could potentially become repeat customers and come back as independent tourists. They are the ones that have a better financial support, that they could decide that they want to come back here maybe and spend more time. So I think as a community should take advantage of that and try and make these people feel and market to them, feel that they're welcome to come back again.
Although much of the discussion at the Economic Forum focused on the cruise industry, the presentation made by the McDowell Group covered a wide range of economic topics. Here's a quick rundown. Sitka employment continues to decline. About 4,200 Sitkans had jobs in 2009, down from the high of roughly 4,400 in 2005. Wages are dipping too. Former state economist Dan Robinson is now senior economist for the McDowell Group.
If you look at the details, what you see in the job losses is some tourist-related industry job loss in 2007, 2008, and then it starts to spread a little bit everywhere else. And that's a pattern that we've seen statewide as well. And there's an economic concept there that these big, important industries touch other industries. If you lose a bait shop or a lodge or a local gallery, then there's less money being spent in local restaurants, et cetera. The two industries that haven't suffered during the recession in the nation, in Alaska, in Sitka, are healthcare and government.
And fishing, in Sitka at least. One in five Sitkans is directly involved in the seafood industry. Again, Eric McDowell.
You are a production center. You're a major production center. What you produce here, I think, is over $100 million now in terms of first wholesale value. And you're a center for high-value species, kings, cohos, halibut, black cod, and that's increasing. And also this spring was your highest herring quota ever, which is almost a cultural event as well as an economic event for you.
One more bright spot, according to economist Dan Robinson, is that Sitka's economy is spread over a variety of sectors. The community doesn't have all of its economic eggs in one basket. That means it's easier to weather storms than in other parts of the United States, where the economy leans heavily on one sector, like in the case of, say, Detroit and the automotive industry.
When you have a single dominant industry that's heading south, you get, and that's what's happened here, big losses, more than 200,000 job losses, 30%. Over the same period, Sitka has gained 34%. I don't know if it helps if your business is struggling, but I think for perspective, and not necessarily Detroit, but that idea of understanding what problems are local and what problems are bigger and the scale of what's happening, I think is important to problem solving and coping.
Sitka's unemployment rate in December 2009 was 7.9% compared to a state rate of 9% and a national rate of 9.7%. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.